This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, shall not be infringed. Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Hour number two. And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. And, of course, I don't have the audio to go with it, but check them out, tacticalholsters.com. I've had him on many times before. We've never talked about a couple of things in his recent past that he has done. And I want to talk about this because I want to go there. But I don't know when that's going to be. But let's find out what the hoops you have to jump through to be a gun-carrying person in New York City, among a few other things, with from Arbalest Quarrel, Stephen DeAndrilli, coming in solo today. How are you, sir?
Very well, Bill. Let's have some fun.
Let's have some fun. You used to be an expediter. Is that what they called the position you or the function you filled? What was it? You did something having to do with helping people get concealed carry permits in New York City.
Yeah, I don't know what the best word would be, but what I did was I helped someone that, without my help, I think, would not have been able to go through the rigorous paperwork process and interview process of the New York City Police Department License Division, and who was otherwise qualified to get the permit, but because of the burdens and the ridiculous demands of the paperwork process probably would have been denied. So I actually got involved by helping this nice guy who owned a little shop in the neighborhood where I lived at the time, who got held up twice at gunpoint. And within like a month, twice at gunpoint, in his store, and wanted to have some type of protection and didn't know what to do or how to do it. So what I did was I helped him, and when he got his permit, I went down with him and helped him purchase the proper gun that I thought would be good for him. And then I got him to a gun range, and we did some good safety firearms training. He joined the range. He continued to get NRA-certified pistol training. And I made sure that I stopped in occasionally and said hello and saw how he was doing. And then a few months later, I was getting knocks on my door from friends that he referred me to and said, I want what you got of him. Now, I'm obviously not mentioning him by name, and it's a reason, but the point is there. And it's sort of like the Claro commercial. I said to myself, wow, and so on and so on and so on. So three guys came. One guy bought a homemade jug of wine and some homemade sausage. Another guy bought a homemade mozzarella. So obviously these guys were Italian, knew how to eat, and I saw the look on their face. They were really nice guys, and, you know, they just didn't know what to do. Now, at that time, New York City was especially prone to violent crime. Not that it isn't today, but it was especially in those days. And I was even contemplating leaving the city. But, I mean, somebody had to hold the fort down, right? So I decided to stay, and I'm still here. But, yeah, an expediter might be used by some people. I would basically say that I was a security consultant who really paid attention to the minute details of the requirements involved. And I had an organization that I established that made sure that we would only take on qualified people that we would be proud to say we helped them get licenses in a city where it was almost impossible. And I actually left the New York City Police Department after many years of good service without any regrets and opened up a business helping people get the very difficult to get permits. And then eventually became an owner, partner of a licensed gun range, an FFL dealer, a Glock dealer, and et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it just took off from there. We had a good number of years, as I did with the police department in the private security field, and in teaching, and now in sort of retirement, except for the writing that I do with the Arbalist Quarrel, and the work that I'm trying to maintain, and the connections with the National Rifle Association and other organizations, your organization, of course, Ammo Land Shooting Sports News, et cetera, to defend our sacred Bill of Rights and our Second Amendment so that it could continue and we can pass on what we of our generation have the benefit of experiencing to our children and their children and their children's children.
I've seen surveys where they say the millennials are starting to skew conservative, which is good news. But then again, I also saw a bunch of surveys that said Hillary Clinton was going to be the president. So I don't pay them too much attention overall and everything. But that is really that's one of the reasons I do what I do. I mean, trying to leave what I had for them to try to do something better with it than I did, because I obviously messed up my end of it. But now the gun shop, which we the gun shop / range, which we've also never talked about on the air, can we look at that in the next segment?
Sure, we can. And we could also talk about the bribery investigation that is happening in the New York City Police Department, which is causing dramatic effects on licenses being issued, and also renewals. We could talk about the qualifications, which we covered in our road trip with a gun. And I think we talked earlier today a little bit about the Bronx Lebanon hospital shooting. You know what? We could talk about a lot of things.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave it up to you and the interest of your listeners.
Well, I want to cover all things New York tonight, because New York, as you know, I want to come to New York. I want to go to the camera shop. I do not want to come to New York and go to the camera shop unarmed. So I'm very interested in seeing.
Good luck. We'll talk about that, because you better not do what that ex-Marine did, coming to New York with her licensed Texas gun and getting arrested. So if you want to talk about that, we'll talk about that, and then National Concealed Handgun Reciprocity, which we all better get involved in pretty soon. Let's get the heat up on that.
Yeah, the politicians. Well, I mean, what's his name? Brooks. Instead of he could go ahead and get behind that national reciprocity bill and have exactly what he wants.
Well,
couldn't
the Republicans has got to stop. They got to get their act together, because I'm blaming the Republicans now. We can't blame the Democrats, because we know they're all anti-gun. So we got to blame those Republicans that need to go out to pasture. And I'll even mention a few of them if you.
Well, we got 30 seconds. We'll talk about that when we get back on the other side. Arbalest Quarrel.
Sure.
You can find Arbalest Quarrel at arbalestquarrel.com. You can find them at Ammo Land, where now Steven and Roger are both contributing writers there. Although I think Steven will probably leave the writing to Roger, because that's what Steven likes to do. Steven is more of the churn guy. You churn up a bunch of havoc in your wake, and you just sail on down the road and just, enjoy the view from behind. I like that. I like that part of it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code, but my audio is down, so go check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Talking to Stephen DeAndrilli of Arbalest Quarrel, who, Stephen is a very interesting man now. And that's now that he's tamped things down a little bit. Prior to this, he was really interesting. In addition to being the expediter, as I would call it, You owned and ran for I don't know how long the only, is it the only gun range, gun shop in New York City?
No, it is not. It is one of, I think, the five licensed gun ranges left in the city, and that is by design. There were, at the time that I was involved, at least 10. And if they were sold or went out of business for any reason or put out of business, you couldn't open up another one.
Right.
So the Seneca Sporting Range in Ridgewood, Queens, which is a suburb of New York City, a suburb of Manhattan, New York City is five boroughs, is one of the licensed ranges still left. And it does a lot of things besides just membership to shoot. It also provides hunter safety training, which in September is going to be a big event. And we're going to do a pro-gun rally there on that, as well as the New York State hunter safety training course. In order to go hunting, you need a permit in New York State. It also does the training guard requirement for the initial armed guards, the 8-hour course, and then the 48-hour course certificate, and then recertification, and many, many events. But there are a few other gun ranges, and when they go out of business, that'll be the end of it. So, I did that for a while. John DeLoca, a good friend of mine, is now running the Seneca Sporting Range.
Yeah, John is a very interesting guy, too. Now, did you sell guns? Did you have an FFL?
Yes. We were the one-stop shop, actually. We could help you get the permit. We could sell you the gun, the ammunition, the holster, the cleaning kit, the whole kit and caboodle, train you, NRA certification. I am an NRA training counselor, as well as a certified instructor in pistol, rifle, and shotgun. I'm also an active member in ILFE, which is the International Association of Law Enforcement Firearms Instructors. But I don't want to blow my own horn here. I'd like to be humble. There are a lot of good people at the range, and there are a lot of good people out there that, are dying to get the very difficult to get carry permit. Now, I can share with you the justification under the New York State law, which is New York State Penal Law 400, and we can spend a minute or two on that. We don't need to bore anyone, but I could get to the nuts and bolts of what the licensing is all about. I'm not exactly a person who's in favor of licensing. I believe that we have a right to have to bear arms and self-defense, and therefore the fact that a license exists means that it's reduced to a privilege, and I'm not happy about that. But then again, if you want to have a legal gun in the state of New York and many other states, you have to succumb to the licensing schemes. The problem in New York is that the licensing scheme or system is very arbitrary and capricious, and the police department of the city of New York is given the authority under the penal law to have broad discretion in the issuance of certain types of licenses. And with that discretion could breed a lot of problems. And that brings us to the major federal, investigation going on regarding cops taking money and bribes for giving out licenses. Aaron Smith from CNN Money interviewed me last year in an article, and he asked, well, why did this happen? And I said, well, it's very simple. When you make it so difficult that the average American cannot conceivably qualify by the guidelines and the requirements of the police department, where you have to own a business, you have to transport or carry substantial amounts of money, and the basis for carrying a license is not self-defense, but how big of a business you have and how much money you carry and transport, et cetera, you're creating a black market. It's similar to prohibition. And that's exactly what I said in the article on CNN Money. And this investigation that's going on now on a federal level is having an impact on law-abiding citizens, not only new applicants who want to apply and they apply under Penal Law 400, but also those that have had their permits, let's say in some cases medical doctors, restaurant owners, an owner of 14 McDonald's supermarkets, chain stores, restaurants, that could literally handle $50,000 to $60,000 a day in cash and deposit it and withdraw it and have payrolls. These people might have had their licenses for 20, 30 years without any incidents. They put in their application for a renewal, and the police department doesn't act on it, and now they're walking around carrying a gun with a expired license. And they paid a non-refundable $340 renewal fee. And that's the fee that it costs to get a license in New York, plus the fingerprint fee. So, then you have an article by the district attorney, Cy Vance, in the New York Post, which was written on June 25th. And he says, here's the title of the article, DA, I am sure ISIS supports concealed carry reciprocity bill. And he's not happy. He's not happy that, they're afraid that the carry reciprocity is actually going to happen. He said, oh my God, could you imagine more people carrying guns in New York? Like that's a bad thing. And now I know where he got it. I see an article in the NRA's America's First Freedom, written by this gal Stacey Washington, who used to be with the St. Louis Post Patch, and she got fired. And there's a quote here from George Kennedy from the Missourian, says, which organization is more dangerous to Americans, ISIS or the NRA? Wow. And then Stacey Washington says, well, when was a member of the NRA ever decapitated, set on fire, tossed from a rooftop, or otherwise terrorized another American? And this is 4/2017 and 4/2017. So now I know where our district attorney of Manhattan got this idea from. It's like They're using the same buzzwords, but
it's
almost impossible to get a New York City carry. I could talk a little bit about the...
Let's do that. We'll do that. Okay. We're coming up on this next break. When we get back, more of the stories of the trials and tribulations of living in one of the greatest cities on the planet, just one of the most gun-free as well. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on the firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code, which I don't have the audio that I can play for you, but I can tell you what, go check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour is Stephen DeAndrilli of Arborless Quarrel. We're talking about just being a gun-owning or trying to be a gun-owning person in the Big Apple. Which I definitely want to, I want to stroll down the middle, legal, because Stephen has promised to buy me a steak, and I've been to restaurants with Stephen now. He doesn't go to bad restaurants at all. Let me ask you a question. How many good people of New York have illegal guns there?
Illegal.
And I know there's no way to, guns in the eyes of New York.
I don't know. I mean, there are about 7 million people in New York that live here, 14 million on any given business day. I would imagine that there are a lot of people that have guns that are not licensed or registered or possessed legally. I wouldn't even know where to come up with a number. I would say a whole lot.
A million?
I don't know.
I know it's a guesstimate.
Well, I honestly, you know what? I'd leave that to guys like Dave Popel, John Lott, the academics, the statisticians. They would know a lot better than I would. You know, I sort of like, at this point, I don't think I've heard or seen anything different in the last 40 years. It all sort of comes back again. My main concern, and maybe this will bring us to the topic that you're looking to do, is for example, what happened in Bronx Lebanon Hospital a few days ago. All right,
let's talk about that. Now, this doc, the doctor, one question I've been dying to ask, do we have any data on when he obtained his weapon.
You know what? There was a Channel 4 and NBC special news coverage on it. I spent a good half hour this morning at 11 o'clock. And then tonight at 6 o'clock, I was scanning the various stations. I do ABC, NBC, CBS, and then I do Fox Cable, and I do One American News, and of course Hannity and all the conservative programs, and just it's amazing. The same subject, you feel like you're you know, it's night and day. You get totally different information. But on NBC News this morning, they talked about 6 were injured. 4 patients were still left as of this morning in the hospital, one of which were released today, meaning that there are 3 now. 2 of those, 2 of the 3 are out of ICU, and the guy that's more serious seems to be getting better, but he's still in ICU. And they talked about the nurses that did a great job sheltering patients and remaining with the patients. And the chief doctor said that the police came in a timely manner and saved lives. And he talked about, of course, he called the semi-automatic rifle an assault weapon because he doesn't know any better. You know, he's fed the propaganda and he buys it like most people do. You know, people that know better, it's getting to the point where it's getting a little aggravating now. But again, I should know better than to get aggravated, you know, because I'm not going to let them affect my blood pressure, which is excellent, along with my cholesterol and everything else. I swim every day. So, you know, but, you know, it gets to a point where it is really ridiculous, you know, when they call these things assault weapons, just because they look awesome. They said that there was a security question. How did the shooter get through? And the head guy that represented the hospital, not the doctor, but I guess the chief administrator, said, well, I'm going to refer that to NYPD. And he just mentioned that the shooter did have a rifle. And then, you know, this unfortunate killing of a young doctor, you know, by this other doctor who supposedly worked at the hospital, and they were wondering, well, how did he get through? Did he show any signs of concern? And everyone said, no, you know, we didn't know anything. And then again, the chief doctor said that they were never prepared for SWAT teams to come into an operating room. The doctors were like set back, you know, during surgeries. They're just not used to anyone invading an operating room or taking over a hospital. But they guess they realized that NYPD has to do this to make sure that they can find any shooter or shooters left. It basically got me to think, like, what do you mean? This is an emergency situation. And of course they have to come into an operating room. Too bad if you're operating. They got to make sure that the bad guy's not in here with you. Like, get over it. Will you? Get over it. But you know what? The bottom line to me is the question, how did this guy get, or anybody, get into a major New York City hospital with not a handgun, but a semi-automatic rifle? Not even a semi-automatic rifle, a bolt-action rifle, a rifle. How did he get into a hospital through metal detectors with a rifle? Did he have any kind of ID? And then on tonight's news, I found out how. And I also found out that this is the 6th shooting in the past few years. The 6th shooting at this particular hospital. Holy moly. Well, there's something wrong. Somebody should be held accountable, and it shouldn't be the law-abiding gun owner who's now going to get more grief in New York City because the police department's going to make it even more difficult to get a new permit. And then if you have one, and I said before, and you have to get it renewed, well, they're going to take their ever-loving time. And you know what? Your only recourse is to hire a lawyer, spend $10,000 or $20,000, and take them to court and say, why aren't you renewing my permit that I've had for 30 years without an incident? What, because you want to take your time or you just don't care? Well, I'm sorry. That's another good reason why we shouldn't have perhaps a police department in charge of licensing firearms. But what we found out on the news, a spokesman said, if you have a white coat on, anyone wearing a white coat can easily gain access to any area of the hospital. In other words, just look like a doctor. Put on a white coat and maybe even throw on a stethoscope that you can buy anywhere without a license. And now you're a doctor and you're going to get right through the hospital. And you know what? They might not even look at a badge or an ID card. Well, there's your breach of security. But to me, the big question is the debate about two things. The security guards in this particular hospital, and they're guards, they're not police, they're not federal agents, they're armed. You know what they're armed with? A flashlight. They don't even have handguns in case of an incident like this. So what they do is call 911 like anyone else would do. And what do? You wait for the police to respond. So this now leads to why Arbeliss Qual is so in favor and such a strong supporter of national concealed handgun carry reciprocity legislation. And I invite your listeners to go on the Arbeliss Qual and take a look at A Road Trip with a Gun. It's a series of articles that we've been writing over the months, and we've been analyzing these very draconian gun laws, starting in New York, going up to Maine. We're now finishing Connecticut. We're going to start Massachusetts. Then we're going to go to Rhode Island, New Hampshire. We're going to, yes, take a look at New Jersey and end up in Pennsylvania.
Let me let you finish that part of that when we get back. And go check that article out. That should be fascinating because that's all based upon something he's trying to do. So he's dealing with real-world issues, real-world problems for somebody that wants to carry a gun. One individual carrying a gun in all of those states. That is worth going to. ArbelessQuarrel.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans that want to own your own business, afraid to leave the security of your current job to pursue your dreams? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you a low-cost way to create your own business, working around your current job schedule, creating an extra income for you and your family by joining his crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
And coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. Alas, my audio does not worketh, but this portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. My guest this hour from Arbalist Quarrel is Stephen DeAndrilli. With somebody that's out there, let's say a diamond dealer, by the time he gets done getting a permit, and let's say everything goes as smooth as it's going to go in New York, how much is he going to pay for that altogether with all the things that he has to bring to bear?
$5,000 to $10,000 and a lot of his time, an awful lot of his time. And a diamond dealer would qualify as handling negotiable instruments, not so much cash, because the main criteria is transporting and handling substantial amounts of cash. But if you ask the police department, what do you mean by substantial? It's discretionary, arbitrary, and just no definite amount. So one does not know what is substantial to you may not be substantial to a Donald Trump type. Or a major businessman. Let's hold that thought, if I may, Bill, because you know what? I just realized during the break, I was just looking at a few things, and I was reviewing the article that we wrote and published in the Arbalist Quarrel dated June 27th. And that's not too far away. The title is National Concealed Handgun Carry Reciprocity is the Answer to International Islamic Terrorism in the United States. Now, we wrote this article in direct response to the Manhattan District Attorney, Cy Vance, that I spoke about a little earlier, that was written in the New York Post, where he blamed, he said that, you know, that ISIS and they're comparing NRA and the guns, and ISIS would love the fact that lacks guns and all. But you know what I just realized? That 6 months ago to this very day, on January 3rd, 2017, I hope I'm right in my math. Let's see. January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Yes, I failed math in high school. But 6 months ago, January 3rd, 2017, Congressman Richard Hudson, not too far from you. I think you're in South Carolina, Bill. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, Congressman Hudson, H-U-D-S-O-N, like the Hudson River here in New York, Republican North Carolina, introduced the Concealed Carry Reciprocity Act of 2017. in the House. It's 115-HR-38. 115-HR-38. Anyone listening should remember that or write it down, okay, because we need to get the ball rolling on this, because this bill would allow the national carry. Bill, you wouldn't need to worry about getting a license in New York City, where you won't be able to get one, if you have one in your state. If anyone has a carry permit in their home state and this bill passes, well, it'll allow you to carry your gun concealed on you without restriction in any state in the United States or territory. Now, what's happening with this bill? It languishes in committee like nothing happened, and nothing is being done on it. Why? Because we, all of us individually, cannot blame anybody but ourselves for not calling up, emailing, faxing, Twittering, Facebooking, whatever social media or communication medium you want, your congressman, your senator, and say, we want you to act on this, debate this bill, write it properly, get it passed. I want to carry my gun in every state. Now, that brings us to any question you want to ask me about New York City, which is boring.
Okay, well, listen, like here in South Carolina, right, I get my permit. I get my permit, and when I have my permit, I can carry any gun I own concealed.
Like in Florida, same thing. Well,
right.
In New York City, you don't. You can't. You can't. New York, when you get a New York City license, and it may not be the carry is the one everyone wants, but you can't get. So you know what people do? They go down quite a few levels. They get what they call a premise permit, which allows you to have a handgun, all right, maybe two if the police department allows it. They make it difficult to get more than two. And they say that gun has to be in your home or in your place of business. It could be on you loaded or loaded and ready on your premises. But in order to take it off your premises, it must be unloaded in a locked box with ammunition separate, and only on specific dates and times when the police department knows that you can take it to and from a gun range or hunting during hunting season with a hunting permit.
Mm-hmm.
So what good is it?
Well, so they actually do have a mechanism, though, for transport, which is actually better than New Jersey's, if that's possible. In New Jersey, you can't even stop and use a bathroom between your house and the range, can you?
Huh, yeah, that's why I said we're gonna thoroughly analyze New Jersey on our road trip. So we're going to cover all of New England, and then we're going to wind up ending up in Pennsylvania. But, New York City and New Jersey is the main focus. But basically what this whole road trip is going to be about, it's going to be able to tell anybody who's thinking anywhere in the country that has a half a brain how these licensing laws are so ridiculous, so burdensome on the honest citizen, so expensive that they're really not licensing laws at all. They're basically a tax, and they're ways of making it nearly impossible for the average honest citizen to own a gun. And it's got to stop. And it's got to stop real quick. And as soon as we let, the president, our great President Trump, able to do the business that he needs to do and not be dealing with this crap, and we're going to be putting out an article about the justification of this special counsel Mueller and all these liberal Democratic lawyers that he's hiring at taxpayers' expense to investigate our president, that really doesn't need to be investigated, all right? We need to get moving with infrastructure, jobs, education, the health care bill, all the money that's being wasted to go into those important things. And again, we, me included, you too, and all your listeners, you can't pass the buck. We got to take action. Otherwise, we take the blame. It's our fault.
I gotta
every time on the program. You gotta call. You gotta be proactive, and you gotta be a member of the NRA, and you gotta tell the NRA what you want, and then you gotta call up individually And it only takes a few minutes. You call the congressional number. You go on record. The more times your congressman or your senator gets calls from your state, the more they're worried about not getting voted back into office. And that's the only damn thing they really care about.
I've got about 2 minutes left here. Not quite 2 minutes. I want to ask you two quick questions. These are primarily yes or no, just to satisfy, because I want to quit. I want to quit being inaccurate if I can. So question number one, does Chuck Schumer have a carry permit in New York City?
I understand that he did. I understand that he might have given it up to be politically correct. So I don't know for sure. But again, it could be found out through a Freedom of Information check, because any permit issued in New York is under the public information law. And if he did have one, he had one prior to probably Sandy Hook when they changed the law and allowed people to have the option to bail out of that. So I would say he probably had one. I don't know for a fact. But okay. That's what I'm hearing. And I also heard of Dianne Feinstein did or does also.
Well, that's because
Bill
Cosby
had one. I know Bill Cosby had one. He's anti-gun. I know that
Sylvester Stallone has one.
Sure, of course.
Out of L.A. Last question. I got about 30 seconds on this one. Is New Jersey worse than New York?
Yes, when it comes to carry, yes. I understand there's about 900 carry permits. They're all judges and politically connected. It's almost impossible to get one.
Yeah, Kevin Sweeney has one, I understand, the president of the Senate, who says as long as he's there, nobody will ever have one. So that's
we'll have to stop by and see Christie at the beach that he closed down and see if we can get one to him.
Thank you for joining me this evening, sir.
It's a pleasure. It's absolutely a pleasure. Now, all your listeners, get on the phone and call up your congressman.
There you go. Hour number three is coming up. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.